With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says back pay for furloughed federal workers may not be guaranteed. Here's Greg Clugston.
In 2019, President Trump signed legislation into law that ensures federal workers receive back pay during a government shutdown. But this week, he said there's no guarantee that'll happen this time. The president told reporters that he wants to take care of our people, but added that there are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio last summer's destruction of Iran's nuclear facilities marked a significant turning point in the 2 years since Hamas originally attacked Israel.
Geopolitically, I would argue that certainly we've seen a change thanks to the attacks in June by the Israelis against Iran, which is the state sponsor of Hamas, as well as Hezbollah and the Houthis and others throughout the region. So you've got a very dynamic environment.
A majority of Supreme Court justices seem to be leaning in favor of a Christian counselor who is challenging bans on LGBT conversion therapy for kids.
Therapist Kaylee Childs argues that the ban is a violation of her First Amendment freedoms. Her attorneys argued on Tuesday that the laws passed in about half of U.S. states wrongly restrict voluntary faith-based therapy. The state argues the measure simply regulates licensed therapists by barring a practice that they say has been scientifically discredited and linked to serious harm. But the conservative majority court seemed unconvinced that states can restrict talk therapy aimed at changing feelings or behavior while allowing counseling that affirms children identifying as homosexual or transgender. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. It is very difficult to get a Bible into some countries.
Open Doors International says the toughest place on earth to get a copy of the scriptures is Somalia. Second on the list is Afghanistan, followed by Yemen, North Korea, and Mauritania. Rounding out the top 10 are Eritrea, Libya, Algeria, Iran, and Turkmenistan. Persecution, high illiteracy rates, printing limitations, and or lack of resources can be blamed for the difficulties of getting a Bible in most of those nations. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, asserting the civil rights organization had turned into a partisan smear machine. Many Christians and conservatives have made the same complaint for years, pointing to the SPLC's annual hate map that has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and others. This is SRN News. One of Sudan's most notorious militants has been found guilty of crimes in his country.
The International Criminal Court has convicted a leader of the feared Janjaweed militia of playing a leading role in atrocities in Sudan's Darfur region over 20 years ago. It's the first time the court has convicted a suspect of crimes in Darfur. The court ruled that the atrocities are part of a government plan to snuff out a rebellion in the western region of Sudan.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Mysterious drone flights over the airspace of the European Union member countries in recent weeks, alarming the public as well as elected officials. Intrusions into NATO's airspace reaching an unprecedented scale. Some of them were blamed on Russia. Flyovers have occurred near airports, military installations, as well as critical infrastructure, among others. More details at srnnews.com.